In the name of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. These 130 voices that you have heard, how wonderful it is to hear all those wonderful singers all together. There is something you should know about them. They are not normal people. Normal people can't play an organ, run the feet, direct the choir, sing, and listen at the same time. No, that's not what normal people do. Not normal, it's not usual. I can't. Maybe some of you can, but I bet most of you cannot. So how did that come to be? How did they get that way? And you say, and I say, well, it's a gift from God, and indeed it is. Everything is a gift of God. Every man, woman, child, dog, cat, building, tree, flower, everything that we see and touch and experience throughout our journey here comes from the God who said, let there be light, and bang, there was. Yes, it comes from God. The seed comes from God, but it has to land somewhere. It lands on the soil, and we are the soil, and they are the soil. Some of them were carefully tended. Their mothers and fathers were musicians. It was inevitable that they would become musicians. From the time before they could talk, there was music, and their parents taught them, and then their parents made sure to get good other teachers to teach them, and lo and behold, they became musicians. Others had no backing at all. They had to create themselves as musicians and use the gifts that God sent to change the soil that they were. Some of you are gardeners. Some of you have already perhaps too many zucchini. Some of you know that whatever soil you have, you're not stuck with it, are you? You can do things to it. You can amend your soil. If it is all clay, you can mix sand. You can lighten that soil so that there will be some air. If it's poor soil, you can make compost, and you can set out your dead leaves and your grapefruit halves from breakfast and your eggshells and the leftover things that you had that you didn't eat or that you didn't like, and that cake that you shouldn't have had anyway. Out it goes into the pile, and it sits there, but it is not inert. No, there is stuff happening in there. Through the summer, through the winter, you go out and occasionally with a fork turn it over. And when you turn it over, you see that what you put there has changed, that it looks different from it did. When you put that grapefruit half there, it was yellow and it was a grapefruit half recognizably, and now it is falling apart in this process we dismissively call rot, which is in fact the stuff of life. That which nourishes everything. It is necessary for everything to die in order for anything to live. And through the darkness of the compost pile in the winter, the blind earthworms, blind but purposeful, charge back and forth through there, eating whatever it is and passing it out through their other end so that it becomes something that is usable for a plant. And then you, in the spring, move away the snow and you see the compost pile is smoking in the frozen air because there's so much going on in there. And so you take a shovel full and you put it around the base of the plant. You dig it into the furrow so that this life that comes from death will nourish the future. What about you Maybe you were carefully tended to become a good Christian. Maybe you were raised by good Christian parents, and they made sure you went to church, and they made sure that they scolded you when you did something wrong so that you would learn the difference between right and wrong. Maybe you were like in a greenhouse or a hothouse, carefully tended so that it was inevitable that you would become what you have become. Or you might have been compost instead. You might have been a leftover. You might have been something that nobody wanted anyway, and so maybe they just threw it on the pile, but you didn't stay on the pile. You didn't stay in your own state. You didn't stay the way you were. You changed. It is usually true that most of us learn the most about what we are to become from the bad things that we did, the mistakes we made. You don't learn much from the sunny meadows of everything going well. You learn from the times you fall on your face and have to get yourself up. That's the lesson you remember. That is the dead matter that turns into life. Prayer, the life of the Spirit, it's all a gift from God, but it falls on you. And you prepare your life. You prepare your life diligently with purpose, or you prepare your life by making mistakes and figuring out that they don't work. Whichever it is, and ordinarily for most of us, it is a combination of the two, your life, the soil that you are, becomes rich enough to support the plant that you will be. How wonderful it is that even the things that aren't good, God can use to make us better. Even the things that are death, God can use to make life happen. Sometimes we think, oh, I've done it now. There is now no hope for me. I've really crossed over and I cannot come back. And God's answer to that is, yes, you can. Let me use the destruction that you have sowed and turn it into something that can nourish your future life. I can do that, God says. As long as we say, no, I don't think you can, ignoring the fact that God made the Rocky Mountains and the Everglades and this mountain and every beautiful thing that there is, ignoring the power of God to create, we have great faith in our power to destroy, which is puny. We are no match for God. We are here. God is here. Who will win? Thanks be to God, then, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God, who takes the worst thing you ever did, the biggest mistake you've ever made, and turns it into fuel for your future growth and the growth of those who come after you. Thanks be to God, I say, and let the people say, Amen.
Thank you. peace to love and serve the Lord.